What do you do when you have time on your hands? Lots of it. This is a real challenge in retirement. What do you do with all those hours? Decide to be your own boss and move forward with zero guilt and zero regrets. Tune in to Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on Transformation Talk Radio. We all have something special to share with the world, but many of us fail to use our innate talents to the fullest possible potential. Communities, cities, and nations grow stronger when everyone brings forward their unique gifts and talents to build and to create. We're creating with a freedom we never had before. It's not a trap. It's not a dream. You really are free. Time is your key to unlocking a life kept in waiting. Let's get started. There's no time to waste on Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe now.
So I'm your host, Sharon Rolfe, and you are listening to Fresh Courage coming to you on Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I'm here to help you live wholeheartedly and to enjoy everything and live boldly with meaningfulness. Our topic today is getting ready, realistic, and remarkable. And I have with me Jan Elliott. As a champion for women at heart, Jan Elliott's mission and vision has always been to inspire women to rise above any challenge that may present itself. And with careers in interior design, speaking at women's conferences, along with professional training and development, Jan soon found her niche as helping women with life balance, relationships, and all the while going deeper in their faith. After her retirement, she hit many bumps in the road, and we're going to talk about some of those today, which led her to retirement coaching women and writing her book, Faithful Retirement. Her education has helped her serve as a presenter, helped her well as a presenter in the Franklin Cover Company and for national seminars. After facing her own challenges of transitioning into retirement, has now become her mission to help women create their own financial plan, their own path to a divine purpose, and much more. So Jan, give us a thumbprint of what we're going to learn today and why it's relevant.
Hi, Sharon. It is so fun to be here today. Thank you so much for this opportunity to talk about a very serious issue, and that is how to succeed at rethinking your retirement in three transformational steps. The serious issue is that every day, almost 10,000 baby boomers retire.
Wow.
Yeah. And about 50% of them have a financial plan, yet only 5% have a life plan. So that means 95% of boomers have done very little to prepare for the emotional aspects of retirement. And, you know, there is a dark side to retirement. A lot of people don't want to talk about that, but there is.
Yes, I'm very aware of that. And it just hit me like a brick one day when I realized that suicide and alcoholism are rampant
right.
in retirement. Yes. And that is sad. That's just wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yes. You even had a challenge in retirement. What was that about?
Well, I often introduce myself as I failed at retirement, and I did. I was not emotionally or financially prepared. Now, we were financially prepared, but I was not, and there's a lot of difference there. My husband and I made decisions to retire too quickly. And within 4 months, we sold our house, we moved to a newly developed community outside of Wilmington, North Carolina, leaving the city of Pittsburgh, and there I was.
Whoa.
And, I should have been thrilled, but I was not. And it just wasn't my plan, and I kind of took a spiral downslide from then, and I was headed towards the dark side of retirement. I really was.
So both of us are very aware, audience, that we need a culture change. Something needs to happen to help all of us, those 95% that have not figured out a life plan for retirement. Mm-hmm. We have so much vitality to give. Right. And I'm starting to say, what are you doing, boomers, to come alongside your favorite charity, your nonprofits? You know, find the meaningfulness that works for you.
Correct.
Can you do something like that?
Yes, absolutely. I was just not ready for, you know, what I was, you know, given or for this plan. We had already downsized from our larger home into a patio home and out in a golf community, and we were living the dream. I mean, I thought we were there and we were all settled. And then about 7 years after that, my husband had some serious health issues, and he came home one day and just said, I don't want to do this anymore. And I realized that he was ready to retire. And so we did. And like I said, we went to visit some friends where we used to retire and, you know, bought a house. And 4 months later, there we were. Now, what happened was we faced the challenges that most women or couples face today. And the first one was having too much togetherness. All of a sudden, we were there together all day, every day. And it was just, we hadn't really talked about that. I also found out that he was not real interested in all of the amenities and the activities in this brand new community that we had moved in, because my thought was that we would, okay, we're going to be active and, you know, meet a lot of friends and things. Now, he's never really been like the most outgoing person, and that's kind of more my cup of tea. But I found out that he was very content with just relaxing all day and watching TV and playing on the iPhone, and that became the norm. And he also chose not to even exercise or, you know, just to do too much. And we had all the amenities galore. So I, on the other hand, am a doer, an entrepreneur at heart, and I just couldn't believe that all this was happening. And I became very angry, very resentful, very bitter, and this was just not my idea of a good time. In fact, we were now living in an area that we used to vacation in, and I swore I would never live there. And so we just weren't ready for all this, and I had a downward spiral.
I think women need kind of a little more time to get used to some new ideas too.
Right.
Was that maybe playing into this?
It just wasn't my plan. And I don't even know if we had a plan. And his secret desire was to play golf all year round. And, you know, he had a friend there that they wanted to play golf. And it just wasn't my plan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like my children said, well, Mom, you said yes. Well, I did say yes, because, you know, he took care of us for 37 years, and I thought, okay, you know, it's his time to shine and do what he wanted to do, but yeah, that left me with, you know, just a lot of questions, a lot of transitioning into all this, so, so I kind of got into coaching and mentoring and you know, consulting along the way. And then I realized that so many women and couples were having some of the same challenges as we were, because we were in this over 55 community, and I began to interview and talk to a lot of people, and it all boiled down to, you know, we didn't have the conversations that we needed to have prior to retirement. And I also realized that there needed to be some type of an agenda or a plan to have those conversations, because otherwise they just end up in arguments. You know, and because, you know, and then we know that we're supposed to listen more than we speak, et cetera. But, you know, when you're talking about kind of some touchy issues and finances and downsizing and de-junking and grandchildren, and I mean, the list goes on and on. So I had to really sit down and figure out some things, not only for myself, but also for much of the women that I was, and couples that I was interviewing. And let's face it, gray divorce is on the rise. And it's just getting worse and worse every year because couples are just not prepared, for this transition. And it is major.
Well, and you work together to raise your kids, and right. then kids are out, and now mm-hmm. The whole, what do I do with you being around underfoot and all this, and right. The plan to, why are you getting out of bed each morning? Kind of, if that is pretty far apart.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And that's why it's so important to have a plan and start implementing part of it and kind of really working on this prior to the last day of work. Because, we close that door and then it's like, empty nest, empty desk, what's next? And here we are, and we don't really have a plan. Mm-hmm. Well, Sharon, I have to tell you, I became obsessed with research and how all this happened. And after about 3 years of this, I felt that I was called to write this book, Faithful Retirement, A Guide for Women to Find More Joy in Her Later Years. And writing that book helped me to put my thoughts and research mm-hmm. down on paper and get back to my faith, for which I used to really rely on. But then I'm finding that I've helped so many other women in the process because we all understand, some of these issues. And what I really learned in writing this book is that I had to get back to my faith and prayer and getting out of that it's all about me attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of turned some things around because I had really gone down into this hole where I was thinking about that.
Well, and you had been in your career working with women quite extensively already. Can you talk minute about that?
Yes. Yes. When I did seminars for National Seminars, which was about a 9-year stretch, and also with Franklin Covey for the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, I was very, very tuned in to, what matters most and being successful in your personal life and your professional life. And I helped women, with life balance. And my favorite saying was when I introduced my seminar, I would say, would you like some good news today? And everybody's like, yeah. And I would say, Superwoman is dead. And, we would talk about how you really can't do it all. And so we would talk about that life balance. And, now in retirement, it's just the opposite. We have all this time and we have to fill it with something. And I'll tell you, we have to get that situated. Definitely. So after I wrote this book, I started again, like I said, working with some of the other women and online and so on. And then I met a woman that God put in my path. And I don't believe that it was a coincidence. I believe it was something that was going to happen. And so I felt like I was helping people to get more ready for retirement. And then I felt that I was introduced to this, Cleansing Streams. It was a healing type ministry. And she took me to this, and I was introduced to a book. And this book was called The Bait of Satan. And in this book, I learned what so many Christians and others do not understand. And the bait is to be offended. And when you are offended, whether it's real or imagined, you go on this spiral of jealousy and bitterness and resentment, and churches split over that. People get divorced over that. Mm-hmm. It all boils down to forgiveness and letting go. Mm-hmm. And I had to understand that, because it's the opposite of the fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more I talked with women and the more I learned to take my faith from a head faith to a heart faith and really rely on prayer and seeing Jesus as the light in my world and not follow darkness, mm-hmm. which is, again, my spiral down mm-hmm. where I was headed.
Okay, well, Jan, that gives us a good place to start. And when we come back after a break, we're going to learn how she, what she did to succeed even in retirement, because I think I'm pretty intrigued with what she's told us so far. So stay tuned to Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Sharon Rolf coming back with you on Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine on Transformation Talk Radio. And my guest is Jan Elliott today, and we're talking about succeeding in retirement by rethinking and giving you three transformational steps. And our first step is getting ready for retirement. So, you know, it's part of like what's possible in retirement and what have you thought about. So, Jan, how do we get ready for retirement?
First, we have to assess where we are, and that might be in our relationships. It might be in our passion and purpose. We just want to take an assessment of that. And actually, Sharon, there's two sets of baby boomers. We have the ones that were from 1946 to 1964. That's my age. We're our age group. And then we have the second set of boomers. That's kind of the trailblazing end of the boomers. And that's from 1965. And I'm forgetting the last number. I've looked up. Anyway, there's two sets of them. And depending on where you are in that trend, it's a 10 years difference, the assessment's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So had I done it 10 years ago, I can relate to what I should have, would have, could have done. Now that I would start in this particular era in the 70s going into the 80s, it's a little bit different. So assessment has to be first. Secondly, we have to look at your visions and your dreams, and we have to talk about, you know, if money were no issue, what would you do? What have you always thought about? And if you knew you wouldn't fail, what would you do? You know, those are coaches' favorite questions, but it really allows you to think and communicate with what you'd really like to do. And then the last part, of course, is getting your finances ready. Now, I'm not a financial planner, but I will go into a little bit of how what we had to do to get our finances right So that's the first step, is to get ready.
So assessments really tell us where are we now, and it helps us be realistic. Where's the starting point? Are we, 50 yards down the road, or are we at the starting gate? People have done a certain amount along the way.
Some people are very clear on what they want to do. They just need the action steps behind it. Women may want to start an encore career. A man in the relationship might have a hobby that they want to continue with. So just that's why an assessment has to be done first in the beginning.
Where are we starting? Okay.
Right. Point A. And we want to get to point B.
So, out here in our Joe public arena, all we're really talked about in getting ready is financial planning.
I know.
And that's
sad.
Yeah. So that's why being retirement coaches, we're convinced that you need to figure out some plans. And I fully intend to live another 30, 40 years. Jan, how about you?
Absolutely. And we are gifted with longevity. That is one of the things that we have to face. And although we are going to age, we're going to be around a while.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
20 to 30 years.
Yeah. And I'm looking at people that, while bringing on my show, people who have done the best practices with having a vital and dynamic life in our retirement years. And it doesn't have to be a stop and go. It can be an easy transition, or it could be, reinventing ourselves when we don't have somebody telling us when we have to get up in the morning and where we have to be for a job.
And that's where passion and purpose comes in, because most people worked at a job for 30 years, and they would have preferred to have done something else, but it paid the bills. And so they stuck it out. And now, it's time for those encore careers. It's time to really do what you want to do. Sometimes I ask the question, and now what would you like to do now that you're all grown up? and we start laying out some plans to do those kinds of things.
Well, and I think the insidious kind of thing that happens when we're working for someone else is that we totally lose track of what was it that used to make me happy.
Right.
I think a big part of my job is helping people find their joy again.
Yes.
What was that dream? What was I used to be good at?
Yeah. That's why the subtitle of my book is Helping Women to Find Joy in Their Later Years. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So
Joy is not the same as happiness. We're not happy all the time. That's life. But just finding that joy in maybe your purpose-driven life, and finding that joy in, following the light and helping others, and just making your life count. Absolutely.
Well, and that's part of also what helps us have a little bit of a drive, is that there is an end to all this, and what will be a legacy that we are planning, can plan to give and leave behind.
I've often said, sometimes I ask, do you want to leave a legacy, or do you want to be a legacy? Because that's a difference.
That's something worth pondering, isn't it?
The reason I included a little section on finances in the get ready part, and again, it's not on financial planning, it's about the 10 steps that women need to do to organize their finances. Because women of our era, what I heard so much, I just let my husband handle all the finances. That is ludicrous. There was a book out, I think in the 60s, maybe, not that, probably in the 80s, and it was called Your Prince Charming Isn't Coming. And it means that you have got to, I could tell you horror stories of women that were not prepared, didn't know what was going on, and we absolutely have to do that. So for my own self, I developed and researched this 10-step system on how to rewrite your money story, and I present that to a lot of women's groups, and it's not just for retirees. It's for everybody. We have to understand and know about our finances. We have to.
Yeah. Good. So let's see. You said that there's actually a difference between retirement coaching or retirement consulting. So is this kind of going along with what you just said?
Yes, there is. See, coaching to me, or I know coaching is asking the right questions and then helping people to come up with the right answers and then holding them accountable. I have found that in consulting, sometimes people just need to be told what to do, because consulting is based on my experiences and my research. Because sometimes if I would ask a question, you know, I would get eyeballs that are like deer in the headlights. It's like, I don't know. That's why I'm here. I don't know what to do. So I lay out, you know, plan A, plan B, plan C, as in consulting. And then we talk about, you know, what they would like to do and how they'd like to pursue all of the different areas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the difference.
So that's worth knowing, because we might need to start with asking questions around consulting once and that's probably some of that assessment that you just mentioned. And then once we do that, we're more clear about, okay, now how do I get to the planning and
the joy. That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So when I, my prince never did come.
Right, there you go. Okay.
I've never married as yet.
Okay, then.
And yet, for me, after I retired, it still was, I kept kind of saying, well, you know, I got my Medicare and that all that insurance laid out. And I said, well, how in the world do I know if I'm being productive or not? You know, at work, you had some MBOs or something to work towards, or projects or something. Nobody's telling you or giving you a project to do. So I had started coaching school just as I was retiring, and we wrote our essence statement, and it's kind of describing myself at the core of who I am.
Correct. And we always start with that in assessment. Yes, those core values. Mm-hmm.
So that's where I created this this wall hanging here to and I would remind myself, I'll go and read it. Okay. If I want to know whether I'm productive or not, if I'm coming from my core, it's going to feel productive. I'm going to be using my time in a way that's meaningful to me. And so it doesn't exactly give me a purpose, but it heads me in the right direction.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, okay. When we come back from a break here, we're going to talk about Jan's next step, which is getting realistic. Well, our assessment was a prelude to getting realistic. So this is going to be kind of curious as to, you know, sometimes I tend to be on the naive side and just have faith that it'll all work out and believe in a lot of serendipity kinds of being in the right place at the right time. But there are, you can sleep better at night sometimes when you are realistic.
Yeah.
You know, reality TV is kind of making that more and more. something else.
Right.
So stay tuned to Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine. And a lot of our points can be good for retirees or younger. Courage is something important for all of us. So stay tuned and we'll be back.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio, as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
This is your host, Sharon Rolfe, with Fresh Courage on Transformation Talk Radio. And I have a guest with me today, Jan Elliott. And we're talking about getting ready for retirement and rethinking the whole process. Well, we already covered about getting ready, and what that included was a lot of assessments. And this segment, we're going to talk about what is realistic, because sometimes that slaps us in the face. So it takes courage, folks, to face the reality of tough questions in preparing for our future. And Jan's going to tell us about what some of her experiences have been.
Well, I want to start off a little bit with finances, in that we have to be realistic and take a look at what could happen. My favorite phrase is, what if? And we know as we go older that we're going to have challenges in aging and health and so on, and we have to be prepared for those. About 2 years ago, my husband fell after we'd been retired now for quite a while, and he had fractured his hip, and he had some severe complications with that fracture, and he has never been the same. So we are looking into going into a life care community in the spring. And I wanted to share with you a little bit about, in my thought process, it was such a blessing because we had another man that was brought to us. Again, I feel it was divine intervention, and he sold annuities. Now, I know annuities have a bad rap, and people say, oh, you know, they have high fees and penalties and all that kind of thing. But in our case, it was absolutely what we needed to do. Back in 2008, we had lost a lot of money in the stock market, like a lot of baby boomers did. And it was, you know, slowly but surely pick it back up and then recover some of that. Well, this gentleman had told us about these annuities where you could have a rider on it. And a rider could be used as you got older as income or for pretty much anything that you wanted to use it for. So we just left it there for 10 years. And of course, it grew. And when we wanted to move into this life care system, we were able to use that rider for our long-term care insurance. Now, had we not had that, we would have had to purchase their long-term care insurance to be able to move into this facility. And let me tell you, it was very expensive. So my point in saying this is you have to look at what if situations. What if I'm left alone? What if, you know, my husband's left alone? What if one of us has a disease? What if one of us falls, which is what happened in our case? So realistically, you have to do your research and just talk about what would happen, what would be the plan if this happened? What if? That was one thing that we learned.
So you said also, while we were talking, that your foundation of faith has been quite valuable for this process of getting realistic. You'd commented that you had some strong emotions that had come up. Is that where your faith plugged in?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've always been a strong Christian. But I feel that I had just kind of gotten away from it because of all the emotions that I was feeling in this retirement thing and handling our finances and thing, or handling all of this. And I have to tell you that when my husband fell, I really took a different look at it. And I woke up one day and I said, you know what, life is short. And why would you want to be on, you know, difficult terms with someone who loved you so much, and we have a wonderful family. And I really did pray to God to fill me with more of the Spirit, or the Holy Spirit of God, and touch my heart and my mind, and just to be more, not just tolerant, but more present, more giving, just more focused on, again, living out the fruit of the spirits. And yes, it's meant a lot to me.
So let's see. And it reminds me, Jana, of the term, either get bitter or better. And you made a conscious decision about, I'm not going to get bitter.
Right.
So you had to do a turnaround. And
yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I did. It was a conscious decision. I was miserable. I was making everybody miserable around me. It wasn't me. I was so uncomfortable inside because it's not who I really was. But I didn't know why. I mean, I didn't know why. And when I learned about, again, the bait of Satan, and just really got into the spiritual warfare that we struggle with. I don't know, maybe some of our listeners don't believe in spiritual warfare, but I believe it's alive and well. And, you know, there's good and evil. And, I was spiraled down into evil, and I didn't like that. That was not who I was. So I had to pick myself up by the help of God and get back to living with the light.
So in talking, was there anything else that we need to get realistic about in the financial, having financial courage, or should we move on?
Well, the other thing was that I developed this course for women. I think I already talked a little bit about that because, again, women have to be responsible for their own their own financial plan. And the third thing we did is we have to be realistic about our funds and our finances, because here's the thing. You have to be comfortable with writing yourself a paycheck every month for 25 to 30 years. Now, that's a long time. So we have to be realistic in figuring out how we're going to do that. And if you're working with a financial planner or an advisor, they should be able to help you with that. Unfortunately, over the years, we've gotten very burned with financial advisors. And please, don't hear me wrong on this. There's a lot of wonderful financial advisors out there, but the main thing I want you to take away from this is you must know how much your financial advisor is charging you. You have to know the fees that they charge for every single transaction. And if they're not willing to disclose that, then it might be time to move on. Because what we experienced, and with several, is that sometimes the transactions are made to line their pockets and not in your best interest. So we started working with a fiduciary firm. We work with Personal Capital, and again, I'm not promoting that. It's just a firm or a company that it charges a monthly fee instead of a transaction fee. And we feel that we have saved so much money, plus we know exactly what's going on. Now, here's one thing that I want your listeners to take, absolutely do as soon as you get off the line here. PersonalCapital.com has the best calculating tools I have ever seen, and they are free. You do not have to have an account with them. You can put in all kinds of numbers for retirement, for savings, for debt, anything you want to do, and it will calculate. And I think it's better than Mint or Quicken or any of those other tools. Mm. So working with a fiduciary firm really has been in our best interest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just another way to look at it, being realistic.
Good. I like that. And freebie mm-hmm. is always, it's something that we can pick up and use when we're ready. That's because we often learn more when we have a question that we're trying to get an answer to.
Yes, so. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go ahead and break open this next in rethinking retirement is get remarkable. And
yeah, get remarkable.
I like
explore the possibilities.
So go ahead.
Well, getting remarkable is just like I like to ask my clients sometime, you know, do you want to leave a legacy or do you want to be a legacy? And, you know, we're all familiar with that poem of long time ago, the how will you live your dash, you know, and from the time you were born to, you know, on your tombstone. But I really, we spent some time talking about that. You know, what kind of a friend are you? What do you want people to say when you leave the room, you know, not when you're in the room? I mean, really taking a look at what makes your life remarkable. I think grandparenting is one of the greatest gifts that many of us have, but it takes some doing and learning to be a grandparent, and I had to learn that, and I've been told that I'm a remarkable grandparent, but I had to learn, and one of the things you have to learn is you have to let some of those things your adult children do or say, you're going to let that go, so that's part of being remarkable also. I also know that a lot of baby boomers today are taking care of elderly parents and as a caregiver, you know, that is something else that's extremely difficult, but we want to be remarkable at that. I know it might be a burden sometime, but you know, they took care of us the best that they knew how, and they didn't do everything perfectly, neither did we, but we want to make a remarkable experience for our extended family also. So we talk a little bit about that too.
Okay, well, when we come back, we're gonna talk a little more about this being remarkable, because she said there's a transformation, a transition, and what matters most, and that's probably around legacy. So let's stay tuned, and to Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine. Thanks for listening.
Part of life is the aromas and delights of our sensuality. Hummingbird Jewel shares her secret formula and her signature fragrance oil, Julia. This fragrance oil can be used in a variety of ways, such as scenting your laundry, car, or closet. The oils come in roll-ons for convenience. If you prefer a perfume bottle, we can package them together, elegantly wrapped for gift-giving. If you're interested, contact me at hummingbird-jewel.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death, from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind, that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
So thanks for coming back to Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm Sharon Rolfe, your host, with my guest, Jan Elliott. And we've been talking about rethinking retirement. And we covered get ready, get realistic. And now, and we're started talking about getting remarkable. So in getting remarkable, Jan actually is working on something new. What's motivating you, and what kind of, where are you in the process of your own transformation?
Well, I'm always looking to help more women, as I am a champion for women, always have been, and I want to improve and update my current offerings for them. And so in January, I'm going to be launching a new course. And my transformation is always looking at research and looking at new ways of doing things and new ways to present any of this information, so we kind of get the word out. Because I'm very, very passionate about it. The 90-day or the program, How to Succeed in Retirement, it's going to be a 90-day program where you're going to be rethinking retirement into a remarkable plan, focusing on what matters most to you without getting your head stuck in a dark hole and have to handle confusion, frustration, and overwhelm.
Wow.
I'm very excited about that. I'm also excited that my book, Faithful Retirement, is now out in its second edition. And I have an offer for your listeners if we'd like to go there now.
Sure, help yourself.
Okay. I would like to personally offer a signed copy of my book, Faithful Retirement, to any listener that feels that she needs courage or encouragement from a retirement coach with a Christian perspective. And I'll just, you can send me an email or two. It's going to be FFR, which stands for Faithful Retirement Book Free at Gmail.
FFRBOOKFREE at gmail.com.
Yes, correct. And then I will send you the link, and I'm asking that, you know, listeners just would pay like the $5 shipping fee, and we'll get that book out to them. And I do want it to be a source of encouragement, and, you know, each chapter should resonate with most of your listeners today. And I've been told that the book, if you take the word retirement out of it, it's faithful living, it's faithful life and finding that joy. So I hope and I know it will be a gift to your listeners.
Well, let's spend just another minute talking about what matters most.
Right.
What's your answer to that?
That's an individual thing. What matters most, you know, most people put God first, family next, and then their job or their career. In retirement, God, family, and your purpose or your divine calling, you know, in the third stage of your life. There's another program out there called Retirement Reformation. And again, that's working with at the older population in a Christian setting, really working with finding their divine purpose. So once again, each person answers that thing all, you know, to themselves. What matters most to you based on your values? And another thing, Sharon, in the assessment, we always start with our values, our core values, and your values will change over the years, but your core values always remain the same. But that's who you are from deep down, and that's your core.
So give us in a short sentence what your legacy will be, what you want it to be.
I want to be a remarkable grandmother. I want to stand by your man. I love that old song, Stand By Your Man. And I want women to, you know, because of you, I would like, you know, I fill in that. But Sharon, honest and truly, the thing most that is on my heart is that when I get to heaven, I want to hear the words, well done, good and faithful friend. Good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
That's what matters most to me.
Well, thank you, Jan, for being my
guest
today. And tell people how they can get a hold of you.
You can visit my website, which is smartwomenretiresmart.com. And you can send me an email at info@smartwomenretiresmart.com. Or the other Gmail account that I just gave you for the free book. Either one of those I check. And I read all my emails and I personally answer them. So I would love to find out how I can help you and what matters most to you.
Well, I recently took a look at Fresh Women Retire Smart, or Smart Women Retire Smart. And it was a very nice looking website. I was impressed. And again, her book that she's making an offer of for $5 shipping fee, she will send you when you send an email to FFR book free at gmail.com. You can get her Christian based perspective on retirement. Mm-hmm. And Jan, you have a website also for your speaking.
I do. It is JanElliottSpeaker.com. And that is my Christian speaker website. So if you need a speaker for a conference, a workshop, from a Christian perspective, and we'll talk about all the things that we talked about today, but I do have several keynotes and workshops that I do on that website also, JanElliottSpeaker.com.
Okay. And then you mentioned that you're You're going to offer a workshop online. Is that something new that was coming up?
I am. I'm going to do that in January. I'm going to have my whole new course, How to Rethink Retirement, is going to be coming in January. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you look for her on Facebook, she's revamping her page. So look for some changes coming there.
Mm-hmm. And the Facebook page is Faithful Retirement, the name of the book.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's good to know. So my website is effortlessvitality.org. And my little quilt blocks that I like to hold up here, they're available on Etsy. I call it my store, Quilted Petunia. And this is just postcard size little sayings that you can put in small spaces. I call it a small artwork for small spaces, like your bathroom or your kitchen or your RV. You know, you need art in your RV too.
Yeah.
And I'm available on Effortless Vitality on Facebook page. I've been doing some vlogs that are out on YouTube. So we are here for providing inspiration and encouragement and helping you to rethink retirement. And I hope that you have are counting your blessings during this season of the year, and that you are yearning to live wholeheartedly and enjoy everything about life. So next week, my guest will be talking about co-vision housing. We had a dynamite conversation this weekend, and you'll enjoy hearing from her as well. Thank you, Jen, for being with us today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
All right.
Ready to take some liberties and call some shots? I know I am. Join in next week on Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com. If you still need some inspiration, let your curiosity lead you. Many still find their lives ruled by the clock, but you forge your own path. You are starting on a journey that will lead you outward, out of isolation, and inward to your true desires for life. There is no map where we're going, but let Sharon Rolfe be your guide in a new world of possibilities. Find your passion, find your reason, find your fun, and everything you dreamed of. Every week brings new insights and ideas to light your way and elevate your day. To learn more about Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe, please visit effortlessvitality.org.